Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's like week 17 of trying this stupid experiment. How do we think it's going so far?
My story comes...
No, hold on. It's Feel Good Friday. We got to work out like a beginning, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. It's Feel Good Friday! Okay, everyone, it's Feel Good Friday!
Feel good.
It's Feel Good Friday, where we finally drop the pessimism for clearly not very long and try to tell you good stories.
Yeah.
If you've listened for the other weeks that this has been on, we don't tell each other what our stories are.
Correct.
Sometimes there's one story if we get really into it. Sometimes there's two. Sometimes there's three.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes there's one story and we're all real mad at who gets to go first because that was going to be my story.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, it's Feel Good Friday!
I'll go first.
Okay.
Thanks so much for letting me go first, everyone.
My story is Happy Friday.
Thank you. Yeah. My story is out of Michigan. It's about Serendipity Books.
Serendipity Books.
It's an indie bookstore in Michigan. Mm. They were moving locations.
Okay. Mm.
The problem is they didn't have a lot of money to really move everything to the new location. So they put out kind of the word on social media and said, "Hey, community, does anyone want to help us move some books?" More than 300 people showed up.
What?
And not only did they help, this is what's really cool.
Oh, don't
they
make me cry.
They lined up from the old location.
No, they didn't. They
to
didn't
the new location.
What?
They did not. They did the fireman thing.
They moved 9,100 books, just passing them through the line to the new location.
That's really cool.
Yeah, there's cool videos of them on social
that
media.
That made the hair on my arm stand up.
They're lined around blocks. I mean, 300 people.
That's
just
a lot.
Everyone came, yeah. And then everyone's chatting, "Oh, have you read this one?" Like, it really brought the community together. The indie bookstore lives
on.
I
hope those 300 people got, like, free memberships or something.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think you're the one who gets what Feel Good Friday is supposed to be.
Thank you.
I wouldn't help out if I didn't get a free membership.
So let me just ask this.
Yeah.
Let me ask the listeners. 303-222-5423. I think we can all agree that TIAC gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just stop right here? Because anything that's about to happen, if I go, you go, you go, I go, I got a decent idea that you have the same story as
me. I think so too.
Because I can just feel it. And I'm gonna
is yours from Arizona?
God, are you serious?
Come on.
It's from Seligman, Arizona. Yeah, it is.
Is that Yavapai County?
No, it's fine. There's one more story in Feel Good Friday, and I want you to know there's only one person who feels good about Erin telling her feel good story.
Oh, I have a backup.
No, go ahead. There's not enough time now. That
a 2-year-old was reported missing in Arizona.
I hate you so much.
Hey, feel good.
You're right. I feel good about Friday. I just don't feel good about you stealing my story.
A 2-year-old was lost in the desert, but was found thanks to a local rancher's dog, a big, fluffy Pyrenees named Buford.
Did you see this dog?
Oh, yeah. So cute. My aunt has two, and they're wonderful.
I'm just saying, and I know this is feel good, they had... drones,
mm-hmm.
They had humans, they had search parties. We
yeah.
got helicopters, fire trucks,
16-hour long search.
Everybody's looking. And then out of the wilderness comes
Buford. He's just doing his job wandering the ranch and just protecting the farm animals. And he just comes back with a boy next to him.
He guided the boy back to the, it's like, wow. And the boy was just like,
I fell asleep under the tree. Yeah.
He had fallen asleep, right?
He slept under a tree
for a little while. He'd been gone for how many hours?
It was, I think it was over a day.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So,
oh.
I mean, you start thinking the worst because the search
there
parties
are mountain lions are in that area.
Not, yeah, they're not finding him.
And Buford braved the risk of mountain lions.
I think that's his job. Yeah. That's what he does every night.
Oh, wow.
The mountain lions will not F with Buford.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah. Saw the dog and just followed him back to the house.
Okay. So, we still need you to text in. Should it stop after T-Hag? Or should, if Aaron and I have the same story, should I be the one? Why should...
Yeah. Should we,
I had an extra. I offered.
Should we meet about this beforehand, maybe?
No. That
For the record, I also had the book story.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.